Shalom, shalom. This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Raka or Audio Visual Lending Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining with me. We're in our story segment, and our story is entitled Moving a Rock That Seems Impossible. And our story is dedicated in the loving memory of Mr. George Belk. May he rest in peace. Well, kids of all ages, have you ever seen a task that just seemed impossible? Many years ago, when Rebbitz and Naomi Leah and I were married, we had all these nice people that sent us gifts, wedding gifts. And Rebbitz and Naomi Leah had to write thank yous to each one of them. And we are so very fortunate because people were so incredibly nice to us. But she had this huge stack of cards that she had to write and answer each one. And Rebbitz and Naomi Leah tried so hard, and it took so long, and it was so difficult. And one day, I said to the Rebbitzin, why don't you just do one or two a day? And before long, you'll have them all done. And so she did. She started doing like one a day. And it did take a long time to get them all done, but she accomplished the task. And sometimes when we're at home and our parents give us things to do, and sometimes when we're at school and our teachers give us things to do, it may seem just absolutely impossible. So this is a story about a rock that seemed impossible to move. And kids of all ages, and now I'm referring specifically to the older kids, sometimes we face circumstances, we face struggles, we face issues that just want to overwhelm us, God forbid. And so please remember this story. Back in behind our home are some very large rocks. And if you look at the first picture, you're going to see Dr. Akiva Gamlil standing on a rock. That is the rock we moved. But right behind me is a much larger rock, and that we call it Caleb's Rock. That's a big rock. Well, that's the rock that I like to feed the bantail pigeons on, the crows on, the stellar jays on, the tree sparrows on, the mountain chickadees and the black-capped chickadees and the juncos and the mourning doves. And, oh my, so many different birds have eaten off of that rock. Now, I must confess that the coons also like to get up there and eat on that rock. And so do the foxes. And so there's been all types of animals on that rock that I'm standing right in front of. Well, when I go out there to pour corn, and there's pockets, the rock has little crevices and pockets, and when I go out there to pour corn and feed into the crevices and sunflower seeds, and there's part of the rock that's kind of like a little table where you can put some in there. There's this rock that was always in my way. And I've tripped over it. I've stumbled over it for years. And last Yom Rishon, the first day of the week, I felt like I need to do something about that rock. I'm tired of it bothering me. And so I wanted to also enlarge our flower garden. Maybe, God willing, later in the year, we'll have this same picture, and it'll show all the beautiful mountain flowers, God willing. And you can look right behind me where I'm standing there in that first picture and see snow. We had 4 days of snow last week. It began on Erev Yom Shabbat, and it snowed on Shabbat and on Yom Rishon, and it snowed on Yom Sheni, and we got a lot of snow. But it's all melted again, thank God, and here we are on Yom Shishi, on the sixth day, before Shabbat. And so I will go around and I'll put corn and things on there, and I tripped over that rock so many times. So I decided, the next day would be my birthday. And the Rebbetzin said, honey, I'm going to spend today with you, and I'm going to spend tomorrow with you, and we're going to do whatever you want to do. Oh, was that the wrong thing to say? Because I said to the Rebbetzin, well, there is something that I would like to do. And so she didn't know what it was, but very soon she found out. And of course, you can imagine what she said. She says, honey, that's not exactly what I had in mind. And I said, but sweetheart, you said, I'll do whatever you want to do. And so we went out there, and I took what is known as a rock bar. Now, in the very last picture, you're going to see me standing over this incredible hole in the ground that's now filled with rocks and holding a rock bar. Now, I can just hear some classmates asking, Dr. Kiva Gamlil, what's a rock bar? Well, a rock bar, and there's many different lengths of rock bars, but the one that I have is about 5 or 5.5 feet long, and it's between 1 to probably 2 inches thick, and it weighs 18.5 pounds. Now, can you imagine lifting a bar that's heavy like that? But that's what it takes if you want to move a rock that seems impossible. Now, let's look at picture number 2. Picture number 2 is the rock. Can you imagine? The rock is 48 inches long, and it's 26 inches wide, and it's 21.5 inches high. What a large rock. And I can hear someone say, Dr. Kiva Gamlil, how much does the rock weigh? I don't know. Don't have any idea, but it's a lot. Well, this rock was almost entirely underground. If you look at it, you'll see that there's a little piece that's on the thick side, which is on the left-hand side, that looks very light at the very top. A few inches, like maybe 6 inches of that part of the rock was above the ground, and you see all the dark part on the rock, all of that was underneath the ground. So at one place in the rock, it was about 6 inches above the ground, and the majority of the rock was underground. In fact, one end on the right-hand side was completely buried underground. So when you want to move a rock that seems impossible to move, you have to have the right tools. And so in life, if we're having struggles, there are certain tools that God has blessed us with, and one is the Torah. And being able to read the Torah and observe the Torah is very important. And then another important tool is prayer. So much can happen when we pray and when we know how to utilize praise to God, saying, thank you, Creator of the universe, for my breath. Thank you for my sight. And we thank the Creator. And you know what it feels like when you do something really, really good and someone says thank you and it feels really good? Well, that's how it feels to God when we say thank you. So it's really important to say thank you to God. Thank you for the bread that we eat. Thank you for the soda that we drink. Thank you for the juice that we have. Thank you for the water. And all the things that God gives us to say thank you for. We say thank you for our mother and our father. Thank you for our grandpa and our grandmother on each side of the family. And if we have pets, we say thank you for the pets. So we say thank you. Well, kids of all ages, what Dr. Kiva Gamlil did is he went out there with this rock bar and started prodding around the ground to see where the rock was buried. And when I found a place that the rock bar went down, I pushed it in real far and gave a little tug to see if I could move the rock. And I was impressed because it moved a little. And so I knew if I could move the rock a little, we could probably move it a lot. And so I got a shovel out and started digging all around the perimeter of the rock to identify where the rock was at. And in a couple of places, I dug down like, maybe 18 inches or so. And as I was digging down, of course, there were other smaller rocks that would block the path, and that would make it difficult to bring this rock out. So if we look at picture number 3, we're going to see actually hundreds of rocks. And these rocks are filling the hole where that big rock used to be. Now here's what Dr. Akiva Ganlil did. We dug down, and if you look at these rocks, you'll see some that are very dark looking. The very dark looking rocks are the ones that were in the ground, and we used those to help brace the huge rock, the big rock, to bring it out. So what happened is I found a place where I dug down about 18 inches, and it looked like I might be able to get a little lift on the rock to move it up. And so I took a pretty good-sized rock, and I put it in that hole to give me a little brace. And then I found a place where I could get underneath the large rock, and I gave a push, and it moved, and I was really happy. And so then I said to the Rebbetzin, let's find a rock that's about 4 inches thick, because I have a really good brace on it here, and we're going to be able to lift it. And so we did. We found a rock about 4 inches thick, and I gave a big tug with that rock bar, and the rock went up in the air about 4 or 5 inches, and the Rebbetzin put a little rock underneath it. And I did that again in another place, and we did the same thing, and I did it again and again and again and again, well over 100 times. And it took us about 3 hours to dig this huge rock out of the ground. But we did it one little tug at a time. And every time we'd do a little tug, we would put another rock underneath the big rock. And sometimes we even had to use a couple of 2x4s because we didn't want to put our hand down in there, and we needed to brace it carefully because you don't want to get hurt, God help us. And eventually, the rock came out of the ground. And when it came out of the ground, the Rebbetzin was so impressed. And if you look at picture number 4, she's sitting on the rock. And is she happy? Yes, she's very happy because we were able to get the rock out of the ground and to move it. And in the next picture, you see Dr. Akiva Ganlil. Oh, was I tired. What a difficult task that was. But we were successful. And so one of the things that we learn when we have a task is not only do we have to have the right tools, but we have to have a plan. And our plan has to be a carefully, well-thought-out plan. And that's what we had. In the last picture, you'll see there's Dr. Akiva Ganlil with the crowbar. And look at me, I'm smiling. Yeah, that's my big old white beard there, and my yarmulke on my head. And oh, yes. And if you look way down on the right-hand side, just before you see that other house, you see a bale of hay on the ground. Now, God willing, this coming Yom Rishon, we plan to move this rock where it's at right now all the way down there to where that bale of hay is at. And then we plan to move that bale of hay up by the big tree there just above it. That's God willing. You know, we've got to make sure that we have the right weather conditions and the right tools again. So, kids of all ages, when we look at this very simple lesson of how to move a rock that looks impossible, we recognize that we face a lot of difficulties in our lives. And the way that we approach these difficulties is with the Torah and with prayer and with the help of our rabbi, with the help of our parents, our grandparents. And there's many tasks that might seem like we cannot beat the odds, that we can't overcome the circumstance, that we can't be successful. But if we're diligent, if we're careful, we can be successful. I want to thank you for joining with me, and I ask Hashem to bless each of those that observe HaTorah and the mitzvot. Shalom. Shalom.